KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
It's time now for your community window here on KSDP. Starting with job openings, the QT Tribe of Sandpoint is looking for a grant writer, an executive director, and an environmental assistant. The Shimigan Corporation of Sandpoint is hiring a housekeeper and a bartender. The Adaga Tribe of King Cove is looking for a tribal administrator, a part-time or full-time IGAP assistant, and a solid waste recycling technician. The Belkoski Tribe of King Cove is looking for a part-time IGAP assistant, a full-time Belkoski Environmental Program assistant, and a part-time pull tab sales clerk. Community announcements. There will be a workshop of the Aleutians East Borough School District today at 6 p.m. at the Borough Building, followed by a regular meeting tomorrow at the Borough Building at 6:30. You can tune into that meeting live here on KSDP. And today is February 24th, 2025. Happy birthday to Larry Bear Jr. And that's all for the community window. If you have anything you'd like for us to put on the air or web, you can contact us through email at cw@apradio.org. You can call us at 907-383-5737, or you can still fax us at 907-383-5271. Also, look for updates, meeting archives, and more at apradio.org. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
Today on KUCB News, Unalaska seems to be following a statewide trend of spiking flu cases, and a University of Alaska program has removed the phrase Alaska Native from its website. All of that and more coming up.
Local programming on KUCB is made possible by the Aleutian Housing Authority, providing affordable housing services in the Aleutian Pribilof Islands region and working hard to create employment, job training opportunities, and promote economic development. More information at ahaak.org.
You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM on Alaska. It's Thursday, February 27th, 2025. I'm Sophia Stewart-Rossi with some local news. Influenza or flu cases in Alaska are spiking, according to data from the state's Division of Public Health. Cases have increased dramatically the last 3 weeks, and flu-like illnesses made up about 5% of emergency room visits last week. Joe McLaughlin is the chief epidemiologist for the state. He says this year's flu season has been one of the worst in recent years across the country, and there have been high rates of hospitalization and death.
Fortunately, the influenza rates in Alaska are a little bit lower than what we're seeing in the lower 48, but they're still elevated. In fact, they're at their highest level that they've been at all season, according to our trend data.
He says the current rates have almost reached the peak of last year's flu season, but they are still well below the peak 2 years ago. McLaughlin says it's very difficult to predict from season to season and even month to month what will happen with influenza. He says we don't know why the rates are so high this year.
It could be that influenza vaccination coverage rates are lower than they have been in past seasons. It could be that we're seeing a slightly more virulent strain. The other possibility is that the flu vaccine itself is not as effective this year as it has been in recent years.
He says Alaskans older than 65 and ages 0 to 4 are at the highest risk of severe flu illness, and those with underlying medical conditions. He says Alaskans can protect themselves and others from the flu by washing hands frequently. If you're sick, you should stay home for at least 24 hours after your fever goes down. And he says the flu shot helps prevent transmission and reduces the chance of severe illness for those who get it. Here in Unalaska, flu cases are high. Alulik Family Health Services has seen an increase in patients in this year's A season compared to last year's. I sat down with IFHS nurse practitioner Greg Walter to better understand why winter brings waves of illnesses. He talks about how people can prevent getting the flu and when symptoms warrant a trip to the clinic. Here's part of our conversation.
It seems like almost everyone knows at least someone dealing with some kind of cold or bug that's going around lately. Why do we tend to see more colds and flu during winter months, especially upper respiratory illnesses?
Yeah, great question. And thanks so much for having me back on. So there are two main reasons why we tend to see more upper respiratory illnesses in the winter. One is the cold, dry air in the winter. It dries out our nasal passages, and so our noses don't do their normal job of filtering the air as they're coming in. The cold air allows viruses to survive for longer. Heat can kill them. So they're floating around in the air for longer, and they also can survive longer on colder surfaces. So there's more virus available to get into our system. And then the other thing about the winter is we spend more time together indoors. So there's lots of holidays during the winter, and just when we're getting together, it's less pleasant to be outside, so we're inside more. So those two things together, more time indoors and the cold, dry air, result in everybody being sick all the time like we're seeing right now.
How can people protect themselves from catching what's going around? And why is it so important to focus on prevention rather than just getting treatment after we're sick?
Yeah, prevention is the name of the game. It's pretty miserable to be sick. You might be able to hear my voice. Last weekend, I had one of these upper respiratory illnesses, and it's not pleasant. I wasn't even super sick, but there's been plenty of folks around town who are really laid up and missing work for long periods, and some get hospitalized. So if there are things we can do to avoid getting sick, that's very much worth doing. The most effective and safest way to prevent these illnesses is vaccines. So we've got vaccines for most of the common illnesses that are spreading, the flu shot, the booster for the COVID-19 virus, and the RSV vaccine, and that one's available for at-risk people in certain age groups. Those are all safe and effective, and we're seeing that in the people who are coming in, that folks who didn't have the flu vaccine are coming in sicker and also just more frequently getting the flu compared with folks who did get the vaccine. I think a lot of times we tend to think of the flu as just getting sick. It's not a big deal. It's, you know, cough and cold for a little while, you're going to recover from it. But it's important to think about the actual morbidity from the flu, which is significant. Somewhere around 30,000 Americans die every year from influenza, much more than that in bad flu years. And those are generally at-risk people. So the more people who get their flu shot, the less flu that's circulating, and the fewer of those very old and very young people will die every year from the flu. So vaccines is the most important one. There are other things we can do as well, but that's the number one strategy.
So now, even with the best prevention, sometimes we still get the common cold or flu. What are the key signs that tell someone they should see a healthcare provider versus staying home?
Yeah, I'm so glad we're talking about this. I see folks all the time in the clinic who were kind of like unsure about whether they should come in or not. And I want to get this information out there because it's frustrating, I think, sometimes when people come into the clinic and expect that they're going to get some kind of a treatment or find out that they should do something different. And then it turns out that they're just told, you know, rest and drink fluids and stay home for a day or two. So for many colds, that is what it takes. And the way that we sort of differentiate between an illness that's severe enough that it's going to require evaluation and some kind of medical treatment is sort of looking at like mild versus severe cold. So a mild cold would be like a runny nose, mild sore throat, a fever below 101 Fahrenheit, mild cough, body aches, and fatigue. Those are all sort of signs of the common cold, and we would always be very happy to see folks at the clinic. Like, we will never turn someone away. We are always happy to see people. But if those are your symptoms and you don't want to come in, it's very reasonable to just stay home, drink lots of fluids, take ibuprofen or Tylenol, if those are safe for you to take, and rest for a few days. And in most cases, for most healthy people, you'll recover within a few days from an illness like that. Important to think about hydration. We often eat less and drink less when we're sick. And so I encourage folks to not only drink lots of water, but make sure they're replacing their calories and electrolytes with something like broth or a sports drink when they're not eating food for like a couple of days in the worst of the illness. On the other hand, symptoms that should prompt a visit to the clinic, I'll list a bunch of them. So fever over 101 degrees, especially one that will not go away despite taking Tylenol or ibuprofen. Any difficulty breathing or shortness of breath. A severe cough or a cough that gets worse after a few days. Cough is common early in an illness and it should get better over the first few days. dehydration is something that we can help with, and signs of that are dizziness, confusion, weakness, urinating less than normal, and a dry mouth. If you're not able to get in enough fluids by drinking, then we can give fluids by IV, and it's really dangerous to get dehydrated when you're sick. Severe sore throat, especially with like white or yellow patches on the back of the throat, that can be a sign of a bacterial infection that won't get better unless you get antibiotics. And then the last one that should prompt a visit is symptoms of a cold in a higher risk patient. So folks over the age of 65, infants and young toddlers, and people with chronic conditions like diabetes, asthma, heart disease, weakened immune system, and pregnant people, all those folks are at a higher risk for bad outcomes. And so we encourage them to come in a little sooner than the general population.
That was Greg Walter, a nurse practitioner with Unalaska's local clinic, speaking about flu season. You can hear the full island interview on our website at kucb.org later this week, or tune in right here on KUCB 89.7 FM tomorrow at noon after the Bering Sea Barometer, or Saturday afternoon at
Bristol Bay's coming up with playing Sandpoint. And here we go. Just about to start.
That's a promise. Now starting by number 4, Princess Tamananda. Number 11, Dia Cromer. Number 23, Mistina Reed. Number 22, Charlotte Marquez. And your senior, number 5, Morgan.
Here we go.
Can you close that by any chance?
You want me to close the door?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, it is a little bit cold when you're sitting here. All right. Here we go, Christopher.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Moving along in the winner's side of the bracket. Sandpoint Eagles versus the Bristol Bay Angels. Let's see. Number 24, obviously the jumper. She's got to be almost a whole head bigger than Mia. She's very tall.
Yeah.
Ball is up in the air. Tip off goes to the Angels, and they quickly run to the hoop with that. Miss the layup. Misty will get the rebound. Pass it off to Charlotte. Charlotte, getting past the half court line, finds Precious. All the way over to the left side to Morgan. Oh, Morgan finding Charlotte cutting in the pass. Ooh, goes to me.
Ooh.
That was a good look. She was cutting.
Yeah.
Charlotte was cutting in, and the pass was overthrown.
Yeah.
So Bristol Bay ball.
Yeah. Quick question.
Swinging around. Yeah. Pass into the paint. It's going to be picked off by Mia. They'll get it to Morgan. Morgan will drive. She puts it up. Oh, and it's everywhere, but inside the hoop, all the way around. It's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by the Eagles. Bristol Bay ball. They'll get it past the half court line. Pass over. Back to the top. They'll get it to this. Oh, long
wow,
pass
they
across the court.
Putting
to
some big passes, man.
Trying to find somebody in the paint. They'll drive. Oh, try to get it.
Oh,
out.
What a steal by that defense.
Morgan with the ball now.
Morgan will figure it out.
Morgan to Charlotte. Charlotte to Precious. Precious with three. Oh, no good. Rebound by Bristol Bay. They'll get it to number 4. Olivia, and then dish it off. Ball goes up a couple times. Doesn't go in. Sandpoint with the rebound now. Long pass to Morgan. She's all by herself. Oh, so good. Rebound now by Bristol Bay. Open shot.
What is it?
I had her whistle blow. I'm not sure. Maybe out of bounds?
Oh, the shoe tie.
No, they're playing without it. Bristol Bay ball.
All right.
I didn't know what that whistle was, but.
Yeah.
Number 4, fakes a long three.
Ooh.
I saw that offensive.
Yep, an offensive.
Big elbow.
Offensive.
Big elbow thrown by Olivia for Bristol Bay.
That's big. It's big they needed.
They've been calling those, but they've been pretty obvious.
Yep.
Big fouls. Let's see. Sandpoint trying to beat a press.
Well, they're going to try that press. I just see what they're doing.
Let's see if it works. Let's see if Sandpoint can get past it. Long pass to Misty. Misty realizes she just turned around to defense's beat. She puts up the shot. No good.
But rebound by Bristol Bay.
He'll get it to Olivia. Long pass into 24. Kayla. They'll get it out. Long three is up. No good.
But rebound by Precious for Sandpoint. And Misty's passing it to
Morgan.
Morgan's good look. Precious for three. No good. Rebound by Bristol Bay.
Phelps, right? Phelps with the ball. She's looking. Pass over to Olivia for three. No good. Short. Rebound by Precious.
And Sandpoint got the ball, so they will figure out their offense.
Morgan trying to get her past her defense. She gets to Mia in the paint. Mia down to Misty. Out to Charlotte.
Charlotte's looking.
Charlotte calling her plays. Gets it to Morgan.
Morgan's gonna take it in.
All the way, puts up the shot.
And wow! And just like that.
Sandpoint is on the board. 2-0.
Sandpoint got some points on the board.
All right, Olivia bringing it down for Bristol Bay. Over to Phelps. Oh.
Ooh, wow.
They're not gonna fall. No, it's staying
Bristol Bay ball.
Yeah, Phelps tries to drive past Misty. She hits the floor.
And we got a substitution. That will be
13 going out and 32 coming in. Oh, easy bucket for Phelps with that inbound
pass.
That
was a good play.
She was by herself.
That was good.
Tie game, 2-2. Charlotte bringing it past the half court line. Long pass to Morgan. Morgan should have took the play.
Oh.
She thought about it. Kind of drug her foot. Her foot.
Yep.
That's a travel call.
I seen that.
Thank you.
Don't worry, I'll help you a little bit with the play-by-plays.
Oh, of course. Phelps to Olivia. Swing it back around. Ooh, long three. It's over.
Ooh, wow.
Overthrown and off.
She had a good look, but I just don't know.
She had a good look, but a bad pass. Bad shot.
Yeah.
Charlotte.
That's Precious.
To Misty. She's going to run the baseline. No, she's not. Pass it out to Charlotte. Charlotte finds Morgan. Passes it into Charlotte Cutting. Nice look.
Oh, wow. And just like that, Sandpoint is up four and Bristol Bay two.
Yes, Bristol Bay with the ball now. Olivia to Phelps. Back to Olivia.
They look like they're fighting something.
Back to Phelps. They're looking like they want something to happen. Ooh, and they did.
Oh, my
nice
goodness.
Ooh. Pass and go. Push it back. This wasn't there, though. She missed it.
And here we go.
So Sandpoint with the ball.
Oh, wow. Bodies flying everywhere.
Ooh. Balls all over the place. Charlotte comes out with it. To Morgan. Morgan looking for her cutter. She finds Misty down.
Oh, my goodness.
Misty's going to dribble out.
Oh, there she goes.
She sees her open shot. She puts it up.
Ooh, it's too much. And timeout by Bristol Bay.
Bristol Bay. Good call. Girls are getting a little bit all over the place.
So you're looking at your score 4-2. Sandpoint is up.
See if I can get some of our... my duty was music last time. If I could reach the connected, let's see. I'm on live here, so.
But no, Sandpoint's doing a pretty good job right now. They're keeping the pace going a little bit.
The girls are doing a good job keeping each other on the pace.
So Bristol Bay has got the ball. They will start their game.
There we go. Pass over to Phelps. Long pass over to... Ooh. Oh, number zero. Was going to try to get a pass off. Morgan just kind of belly bops her.
That's
going to call that a foul.
That's their first foul.
One team foul apiece. 3 minutes left in the first quarter.
So these two teams are playing great.
Oh, yeah.
Pass over to zero. Oh, into 32, cutting. Travel!
They they got her on that. Sandpoint girls read that play so quick.
Giant step there.
Oh. This big. Oh, what?
Sub coming in.
Oh, wait. What's going on? Oh, sub's coming
32
in.
32 going out, and 12 coming back in.
13. That'll be...
Naomi Dunn.
Naomi.
Ooh, Sandpoint trying to beat the press.
Oh, yeah. No, the Bristol Bay Angels are using that press move. Yeah. So impressive.
Misty into Morgan.
Whoa.
Stolen from Morgan.
Oh, my.
Stolen out of bounds. Long pass. The Angels.
They got
turn that one over.
They
got
to
nice
beat.
Deal.
They got to beat that press for somehow. It's not even a joke. It's
they are having a hard
so
time
much
trying to beat it.
Hard. All right, Misty's got the ball, and she will dribble
get
it out.
Half court line. Gets it to Morgan. Long pass to Charlotte. Ooh, and the Misty cutting. She puts it up.
Oh my goodness!
6 points now.
Wow.
For Sandpoint, 2 for Bristol Bay. Olivia at the top. Brings it over the right side. Passes it to Phelps, right? Ooh, long pass.
Ooh, man.
Long pass by Bristol Bay. Goes out of bounds on the rookie side. Eagle side.
And the Eagles will get the ball back.
On their half even.
All right. Charlotte will inbound.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
They could easily call the foul.
That was insane for what I saw.
Yeah. Girls, they're letting them play, so they're playing.
No, I know. I give them credit on that. So Charlotte will inbound again.
To Morgan at the top. Morgan. Into Misty. She puts up a jumper. No good.
But rebound.
Rebound easily by 24.
Here we go.
Oh, nice steal.
Oh, nice. Gunderson.
Nice.
Gunderson's going all the way.
She just got her hand in the middle of that crossover and even took the Bristol Bay girl off her feet. So Bristol Bay with the ball again. They're going to try to force it in.
Oh my
steal
goodness,
again.
Wow.
Charlotte with the ball this time. Ooh, she's able to keep it. Oh, no. Misty.
Wow.
Misty in a steal. Just a sea of angels. Somehow that pass, she gets it, but they're going to get a jump ball.
No, I can see Misty was right there going for that.
Yeah, but she got that pass. There was three girls in there. Got a jump ball. The possession stays here with the Eagles.
Yep.
Charlotte.
Precious.
Precious, I should say. To Morgan. Morgan to Charlotte down. Oh,
what? Oh, my God.
Blocked by 24, but the putback by Mia is good. 10-2, 1:25 left in the first quarter. Bristol Bay with the ball. Long pass over to the side to zero. Long.
Oh, and Charlotte intercepted it.
Charlotte. Ooh, gets it to Morgan. Tries.
Yeah,
the ball saved by the Angels, and it passes to.
Wow.
Girls, Sandpoint with the ball. Girls just playing.
No, Sandpoint girls are playing like tougher. They are knowing what's on stake.
And they are letting them play. Pass into Morgan. To Mia. Out to Charlotte for three. Oh, that's no good.
That was
gone
good.
By 24. Yeah.
Oh, but
Morgan. Mia.
Oh, she got fouled.
Mia puts up a shot. It doesn't go in, but she gets the foul call.
Wow.
That'll put her on the line for two shots.
No, she's fighting for it.
Mia's shot.
That's good. So you're looking at the score, Sandpoint 12 and the Bristol Bay Angels 2 with 55 seconds left on the clock.
Second shot is
it
no good.
It will still stay 11. It will still stay 11-2. Sandpoint's up.
I think they called it over the back, maybe. Something.
Oh,
anyway,
wow.
It went out of bounds.
Okay, so it's still
their ball.
It's still their ball.
I wasn't sure if it was over the back call or out of bounds. But. Long pass into Misty. Over to Morgan.
Precious for three.
Precious shot. Oh, it's no good. Rebound by 24.
That is
can't really help that.
I just have a weird thing for Precious. Out. Precious can get those looks.
Ooh, almost a steal by the Eagles. Angels looking for somebody. They find Olivia over to Phelps.
They're thinking.
You see that long pass is over to
Zero. Whoa, Precious is getting in there.
Girls, they did it.
And she got it. Wow. Wow.
24. Kayla, she puts up the shot, draws a foul on Misty. The basket is up and good, so she has a chance to make this a three-point play.
Yep. The Sandpoint is really still hanging on with that lead.
Yep. Had the lead. Never lost it. Shot is up.
No good, good, but rebounded. Oh, wow, Misty.
Ooh, nice.
That's
call.
A feisty girl. Yeah.
Like I said, they're letting them play. That could have easily been another foul call, but that was a jump, and I like it. That's good.
Well, duh.
Angel's ball, inbound pass on their side, goes to Olivia. She puts up a three. It's off the mark.
Whoa!
Wow! And it's going to be Sandpoint's ball.
Out of bounds. Last touch by the Angels. 13.3 left in the first quarter.
And Gunderson will inbound
pass to Precious. Back to Morgan. Ooh. Morgan's going to take it all the way.
Oh, what a
block.
Duck.
Easy. I mean, she's just bigger. Olivia. She goes all the way, puts up a shot.
Yay!
And that's the end foul call on that.
The first quarter, you're looking at your score. Sandpoint Eagles, 11, and your Bristol Bay Angels, 4. So we are going to get ready for the second half. So stay tuned.
The second half's coming up here pretty soon. And we have Sandpoint at 11 and Bristol Bay at 4. And we'll just see how this goes. Great fun, that's all I can say. It's just start here any second here. There's no need to put any music on. So just bear with us. We'll have just a little bit of a dead air space. Yeah, my mind's going in 5 or 6 different directions, so I might stammer a little bit, trying to keep everything together on my end. It's not very difficult, but I'm an old dog, and they're teaching me new tricks. Great fun.
There we go.
Do we have a ref down over there? Do we have a ref down?
He's going to look through
it. Oh, goodness gracious.
All right. Welcome to the second half of King Cove. Yeah, King Cove Sandpoint versus Bristol Bay. So
how many ankles are you gonna fix today, Chris?
Heard wrong.
Misty's got the ball in her hands, so she passes it to Charlotte.
Oh, nice look, Morgan cutting into Mia. Nice. Oh, it just doesn't go down. Swinging it around, Misty. Gun looks like she wanted to take the baseline. She comes out. Precious.
Precious.
Over to Morgan.
Morgan for three. No good, but rebound by Misty.
Ooh, long pass. They'll regain composure.
Yep.
Morgan looking for somebody. Finds Charlotte.
Charlotte's really looking for... Oh, my goodness.
Almost stolen.
They were putting a lot of pressure on her.
Back with it.
Ooh.
Stolen by number 24.
Do we have an ice machine?
No, we have ice packs in there, though.
Bristol Bay's got the ball. Passes to four, passes to five. Five takes a shot.
Do you want me to find?
No good, but rebounded by Bristol Bay. For shot up.
I mean, I call my mom.
Oh, it's good. You're looking at your score. Bristol Bay, 6. Sandpoint Eagles, 11. So Sandpoint still has the lead and the momentum in them if they can push it.
Hey, I know. Chris, are you okay for a second?
Precious for three. Good!
Nice three by Precious. There should be something in the freezers. I think on this end, the home ec room.
Precious really hit that three-pointer.
Okay.
Big three.
I think we're going to get it for him at half.
I don't know who. Okay. 6 minutes. Pass over to Phelps. Phelps into Kayla, right?
Yeah.
Easily.
Oh, well, no kidding.
Yeah. That was easy.
But she's a senior.
And she's like 6 foot, so.
Yeah, oh.
Misty.
Thank you.
Over to Precious. Oh, Charlotte, they'll find her underneath.
Oh, man.
No good.
Yeah. Ooh. We'll call the triple points.
That is
6 minutes.
That is Charlotte's foul. Charlotte fouled.
Bristol Bay will have the ball, 14-8, still in favor of Sandpoint.
So Sandpoint still has that lead, but they just need to settle down and figure out their offense and their defensive schemes right now.
Pass over to Olivia on the left side. Over to Kayla.
Kayla's thinking, oh, no way. Ooh.
Oh, you got to pick one.
She had that.
Megan can, you're the three-point shooter. Or the. Let's see what that whistle is.
We might have to go tell Joe to get in here.
I'm texting him.
Are you really?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, where?
Concessions.
Oh, Joe? Okay.
Yeah.
Charlotte's got the ball. Charlotte passes to Gunger. Passes to Misty. Misty, and she got fouled. Misty got fouled.
They'll put her on the line for two shots.
No, that was a good play by Misty. She got that foul.
Perfect. Yeah.
So Misty can try to extend this lead a little bit. First shot is up. And it's good.
15-8 now. Still in favor.
In favor of Sandpoint. And the second shot is up. And it's good. So you're looking at score 16-8.
Okay.
I'm going to ask him how he's doing.
Sandpoint got the lead.
I'm going to guess not good, but...
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, they get it in. It's a jump ball.
And we got a jump ball. Is it going to be?
I think it's.
So it's still Bristol Bay's ball.
Yeah.
Bristol Bay is finding it, trying to find it.
Kayla.
Passes it.
Out to Olivia for three.
Oh.
No good. Kayla with the putback.
Well, why not? She's just, you got to think of something.
Surprise, she got the rebound.
Yeah, no kidding.
Morgan with the ball for the Eagles. Ooh, trying to get it to Mia.
Ooh,
stolen away. Oh, and it's almost stolen by the Eagles. Olivia with the run into the left. Almost got it down there.
Yep.
Out of bounds. White ball, I think I heard. All right, inbound pass.
All right, Precious got the ball, and she will figure out.
Gets it to Charlotte. Back to Precious. She's going to take. Oh, I thought she was going to take the three.
She almost had it. I thought she wanted it.
Hey. Gets it to Morgan at the top. Mm. Morgan looking for her cutters.
Hey, she's pointing direction. I just saw it. She's pointing some kind of play. Passes to Misty. Passes to Precious. Precious thinking. And Morgan. Oh, Morgan was almost thinking about it. Ooh, but what a defensive play by the...
Stolen by Olivia.
Bristol
Olivia
Bay.
All trying to get to her hoop.
Ooh.
So get to Phelps, puts up the shot, no good. They'll get the rebound.
Yeah. Oh, we got a foul.
White, black, who?
22
white.
Oh, no.
Charlotte.
Charlotte can't afford to pick up another foul like that. That's...
Oh, are those her two fouls?
I think so. I just think I could be, yeah. I don't know.
Either way, that means it's Bristol baseball.
Yeah.
We had a sub coming, 32. Okay.
So here we go. Bristol Bay will inbound it.
Olivia.
Olivia's looking.
Long pass over to number 0. Caitlin. Oh, even a longer pass over.
And that's going to be an out of bounds, and it's going to be Sandpoint's
ball.
So Sandpoint's got something.
They're getting met by a press, though. Let's see.
Let's see if they can beat that press.
Oh,
Charlotte really should have.
Gets it to Misty. Oh, and it's stolen. And it's stolen. Oh, no. They get it. They regain a composure. Morgan runs the baseline.
Oh, that pass.
Let's see. Angels with the ball.
Angels will use the offense to slow it down.
You be ready to jump in.
Oh, Phelps. Phelps
yeah.
takes the three.
Ooh.
No good.
okay.
Rebound by Bristol Bay. They put it back up. No good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
In the paint pass. Is that
back? Oh, my goodness. Wow.
12 to 16. Still in favor of the Sandpoint Eagles.
Wow, man. That's insane right now, what I'm looking at right now.
Yeah, 3:18 left in the first half.
And Sandpoint still has the lead right now, but and you cannot like get Bristol Bay get too hot right now. For what I'm thinking right now is, if I am the Sandpoint, you have the momentum, but you're letting Bristol Bay get these next opportunities back. But if I'm Sandpoint right now, they need to slow their momentum down, beat those presses, and let Misty and to get more of those offensive chances and get those more rebounds. And
yeah, Angels showing they're not out of it yet.
Uh-huh.
But Sandpoint is still with the lead. That's what we like to see.
But no, it's impressive what I'm watching right now.
Great plays.
So Angels will...
White ball.
It's white ball. So Sandpoint's really going to need to start beating that press more now.
It's cold in here, isn't it?
Yeah, I have a sweater on.
All right, Morgan with the ball.
All right, Morgan's got it.
Morgan to Misty at the top. Misty's cutting into Charlotte. Nice play. Up off the ball.
Oh, my goodness. What a play by Sandpoint.
Nice job by Charlotte. Good play by those girls. Angels with the ball now. Ooh. Ooh. Oh, goodness gracious. Travel. Oh, sorry. Sorry. I forget I'm on the radio. Sorry.
You're fine. This is all right. You're good.
Watching the game is exciting.
And Misty's got it.
And that was the call, by the way. It was a travel.
Yes.
Sandpoint ball. Pass over to Misty for three. Looks good.
Oh, my goodness. That was a good look. But here comes Bristol Bay.
Bristol Bay.
Bristol Bay coming in.
Oh, nice look.
It's.
We're going to call a foul on the ground.
Yeah, basket doesn't count.
We have a ref with a limp. Chris, you ever see that?
I never seen a ref trying to fight through a pain like this.
Yeah.
But he's trying.
Ooh.
Oh, wow! That was a big three that Bristol Bay hit.
Three-point game, 18 to 15. Still in favor of Sandpoint. Morgan looking for someone. Finds Mia. Mia puts up the shot.
Oh,
it's no good. Misty with the rebound. Precious for three.
Oh, are you Precious? And I come back on my own.
2 minutes left in the first half.
2 minutes. Sandpoint still has that lead.
To Olivia. Looking for somebody. To zero. Caitlin.
Wow.
Those passes are never good.
That's scary how they do those big passes.
Eagles
like that.
With the ball. Misty to Morgan. Morgan to Mia cutting in. Out to Precious. Precious will drive. Nice.
Ooh.
No good. She gets her own rebound.
Oh, what a hustle by that.
Charlotte to Misty.
Ooh.
Back to Charlotte.
She's thinking.
Precious.
Yeah. Oh, that was
tries
it.
Tries to get it down to Misty.
Oh, and she ran it through it. Wow.
So Eagles ball to Charlotte.
Charlotte's going to look.
1:20 left in the first half.
They are finding some kind of rhythm they need.
Long pass over Morgan. I see a long pass over.
Right.
Morgan at the top. Oh, they're going to call travel.
Oh, yep. I saw it.
Mm-hmm. A little bit.
Yep.
Let's see if the Eagles can put a stop. We got 1 minute left. And Phelps calls the play.
Here she goes.
Over to Caitlin.
Ooh, geez.
She's literally going to swing it over. Those passes are never good.
Those passes are insane how they do it.
Yes.
Oh, and then it's intercepted. It.
Oh, a long pass. Possession goes to the Bristol Bay Angels. Phelps takes it all the way.
Oh, and they got it back. Sandpoint got it back.
Charlotte all by herself.
But Charlotte got it back.
She gets it down, gets it to Mia.
And it's going to stay Sandpoint's ball.
Will that match? Will that match?
29 seconds. Sandpoint's got the ball, and Morgan's got it. Morgan's going to think of something.
Morgan.
Morgan's going to think about it.
Passes into Misty.
Misty passes
back out to Morgan. Long pass over to Mia. Precious for three. That's not good.
But rebound by Misty.
Ooh, nice cut by Precious. Oh, shot no good. Ooh, it's stolen. 3-2. Whoa. Oh, that's the 0.7 seconds left here in the first half. We have the Sandpoint Eagles versus the
Crystal Bay
Angels. 21-15 in favor of Sandpoint. We're going to give it to you, give it over to you, Dave, and then we'll be back for the other half.
Yeah, 21-15, Sandpoint over the Bristol Bay. Girls b-ball game in King Cove. Great time, great fun for all. So we have about 10 minutes before the second half starts. Until then, we'll continue with what's already going on in the background.
Just let me know if you wanna go to that whole mile on the road. range. They got a lot of nice girls.
Come back with us for the second half. Bristol Bay and Sandpoint. Sandpoint's ahead, 21-15.
Wake up, you sleepy head. Put on some clothes, shake up your bed. Put another log on the fire for me. I made some breakfast and coffee. Look out my window, what do I see? A crack in the sky and a hand reaching down to me. All the nightmares came today, and it looks as though they're here to stay. What are we coming to? No room for me, no fun for you. I think about a world to come where the books were found by the golden ones. Written in pain, written it all by a puzzled man who questioned what we were here for. All the strangers came today, and it looks as though they're here.
Things.
Don't you know you're driving your
Robinson, Robinson, say.
Oh, you pretty
things.
Don't you know you're driving your
Robinson, Robinson,
say. Let me make it plain, gotta make way for the whole. children, see their faces in golden rays. Don't kid yourself, they belong to you. They're the start of the coming race. The Earth's a bitch, we finished our news. Homo sapiens have outgrown their use. All the strangers came today.
What?
Frost.
Frost? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, we have a sub?
Well,
we have a sub coming in?
No, he's gonna try to finish the game.
We do have a sub
well,
coming in. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Well, welcome to the second half of our Eagles versus Bristol Bay in Regionals 1 basketball. So, your Sandpoint Eagles are up 21 and the Bristol Bay Angels 15. So it's been a crazy game between these two. So let's see how this thing finished in the third quarter. So
possession's gonna go to the Eagles.
Point. Precious will inbound it to Charlotte. Here we go.
Keeping it nice and cold in here for these players. Morgan at the ball. Tries to get into Mia.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Mia's going to hit the floor.
Man, there's been a lot of pressure over towards Mia.
Both teams coming in strong.
All right.
Nobody wants to lose. We'll see what happens.
I know. You do not want to be in the loser's bracket.
Bristol Bay. Oh, double dribble. I think she saw that.
Aye.
Okay. In the. Yep. Over the zero cutting through.
And it's gonna go Sandpoint.
Ball goes out for
him. That much, Shauna? Huh? Are you crying that much?
So Charlotte will inbound it. And Charlotte's got it.
Charlotte over to Misty. Got the baseline.
Oh, and there
gets it to me.
Oh, she got fouled.
She drew that foul.
Perfect.
That's the best part about getting down in the post and putting it up. Either it'll go in or you'll draw the foul, you know? So, in this case, Mia drew the foul.
Yeah.
Put her on the line for two shots.
I think my wife's going to be over there. I think my wife's on call.
Oh.
You know good.
You got to work on those shot forms. It's tough to do that at the line.
You're prepared.
So, she'll get a second one.
And.
Good.
22-15.
So, you're looking at your score, 22-15. Eagles are still up, ladies and gentlemen, so you don't worry.
Olivia over to Phelps. Looking, puts up the shot, short, air ball.
Wow.
Rebound by Misty, gets it down to Charlotte. Charlotte looking for the cutter, she finds Morgan. Morgan puts it in the paint.
Oh, we got a foul. Another one. And that's sending them right into the bonus.
It's two shots for Morgan.
No, Sandpoint Eagles are really putting a lot of frustration pressure, just taking it to the rim.
Foul on who?
I think it's...
Must be 24. Huh?
Oh, I don't know. That's
either way. First shot is up and good.
Wow. You're looking at 23-15. If she can get this, then it'll be 24-15.
Adding them up 1 point at a time from the free throw line. That's okay too. Second one's no good.
Oh, but what a rebound by Misty.
Gets it to Morgan. Over to Charlotte. Long pass to Precious. Precious. Back to Morgan. Back to Morgan with the ball now.
Morgan's looking.
Oh, cutting is sharp.
Wow.
Cutting is precious.
Oh, but Charlotte returned and it got
it. Does. They'll get it to Mia. Shot by Precious is up. No good.
Rebound.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
They're going to say the ball is out of bounds.
Wait.
Block four.
Yeah, black.
It's a foul on
Bristol Bay.
Yeah, which one is that? Is Olivia.
Probably.
So, Precious with the long two.
Precious!
Good.
Heat check, ladies and gentlemen.
She's a 10-point lead for the Sandpoint Eagles.
She's a heat checker.
Bristol Bay calling their plays.
Bristol Bay is going to find a way to call a play quick.
And we have another person on crutches here.
How
are
you doing, Jay? How you doing? Good?
So, and Sandpoint will be inbounding the ball.
Good.
Pass it to Charlotte.
Charlotte.
Charlotte's got it.
Clinic's going to be around with crutches here soon, too.
should have brought this back for me.
We're joking here about we had girls all over the floor today.
Yeah,
all
it's
really
not even
bad sprains.
It's not even a joke. Well, Precious goes all the way.
Oh, rebound.
Oh my man! Wow!
Steal by Mia.
Mia read
Mia
that
Morgan.
So
Morgan
quick.
Taking the fakes the three. Thinks about the three. Gets it to Misty. Long pass over to Charlotte. Charlotte. Ooh, into Morgan cutting.
Oh,
the Raiders can't get a pass.
Oh. Aye,
yes. Possession is all over the place.
Wow.
I couldn't even tell you how many times that ball changed possessions.
This
sounded like we were confused.
This
we didn't know who had the ball.
This is a feisty game between these two.
Bristol Bay with the ball.
Yep.
Over to number zero. Back to the top to Phelps. Long pass over to Olivia. She puts up the three.
No good. No good. But rebounded by Sam Point.
Morgan with it.
Morgan's going to look. She's thinking about it.
To Charlotte. Back over to Morgan. She's got...
She was thinking.
She could have tipped the three.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow.
Ball
there's bodies
the
everywhere.
We don't know who's got it.
It's going to stay Sam Point. Man, there's bodies everywhere on the floor. They're diving on it.
A lot of effort being made.
Mm-hmm.
Possession stays with the Eagles under their hoop. Inbound pass goes to the big girl. She's going to go all the way, too. Oh, it's going to be stolen.
Oh, my goodness.
Stolen by Misty. What is her name?
Her name is
Kayla? We'll just go with Estrada.
Yeah, Estrada.
Inbound pass to Phelps.
Oh, yeah.
Olivia. Into Estrada.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, nice job.
Wow, what
Mia.
A man fighting for the loose board like that.
And Mia's like so much smaller than me.
Thank you so much.
And she held on tight.
It doesn't matter if you're small or big. You do it.
Except when you do that.
Well, yeah.
It does have to be big.
I just saw Misty try to do it. They're just like, oh, no.
Inbound pass right to Estrada. She puts it up. Easy 2 points.
Yeah.
25-17, still in favor of Sandpoint. Morgan with the ball.
Ooh.
Fakes a three, passes it off to Mia. Gets it to Charlotte. Back top to Morgan.
What?
3 seconds in the key.
Oh, man.
Misty and a timeout being called by Coach Mitchell.
Coach William Mitchell.
Yeah, let's get some. So 25-17.
And this is a good effort right now. Your Sandpoint Eagles are fighting and they're keeping it up. They're keeping the score intensity going. And then you got to give credit to Bristol Bay right now. Bristol Bay is not giving up without a fight. They are fighting to keep this game in their head balanced and keep it close. But it doesn't matter.
Yep, Sandpoint's making it hard for them, though.
No, Sandpoint is really trying everything.
Then we can get it to the clinic.
But no, it's getting good. All right, here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep. So 4:37 left in the third quarter.
25-17. And your Lady Eagles are up. Oh, music's still on.
Oh, yeah, call us, buddy. That's me.
Shut up.
Sorry about that.
You're good. Oh, and Precious has got the ball. And Sandpoint's going to do it. Charlotte passes to Morgan.
Hey, guys, we're live here. Scoot over. There we go. Mia with the shot.
Oh, Mia had a good look.
Mia gets a rebound. Pass over to Misty. Over to Charlotte at the baseline.
Yep.
Gets it to Precious. Back to Charlotte. Take the three. She doesn't. Gets it to Precious.
Precious passes.
Into Misty. She swats it over to Morgan.
Sandpoint's really
Morgan,
doing an excellent job on keeping the ball in their hands.
Gets it to Misty. Misty drives. Passes it out to Morgan.
Ooh, Morgan was thinking.
Girls.
Oh, there's a foul. And that's going to be on Bristol Bay.
Are you going to go and help him then?
Yeah.
Oh.
So that's a foul. Oh, it's a zero.
Zero black.
Yeah.
22 coming into 13.
So here we go.
Charlotte will inbound it.
Inbound pass to Misty. She puts it up.
No good, but rebounded again.
Sounds good. To Morgan. Morgan for three. Oh, good. Rebound by Bristol Bay, but she's not going to get out of there.